Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Spirit of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn with me to 2 Corinthians 4 and Hebrews chapter 10 tonight? Do you want to talk about some faith?
Yeah.
Some more?
Yeah.
How many tired of hearing about faith already?
No,
no hands. Good. 2 Corinthians 4 and then Hebrews 10. We've been speaking on the subject of faith, talking about the spirit of faith, how vital it is, how important. And let's read our text and continue on. Let's pray before we go further. How many believe the Lord could say something good to you tonight?
Amen.
Amen. You know, if you expect to come and be bored, then you may get what you expect. If you expect to come and get something good from God, you'll get what you expect.
Yeah.
So let's release our faith. Utterance is not just affected, not just based on the preacher, but it's affected by the hearer. Father, we thank you so much for being in our midst. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. You've sent him to be our guide and indwell us and help us. And we say, Lord, this is your place. We are your people. We submit ourselves to you, and all our eyes are on you. We're not looking at each other. We're looking at you. Give us all ears to hear, eyes that see, a heart open and receptive. Let there come divine grace deposits and truth impartations, life and truth that sets free. Give us answers to questions and solutions to problems and direction for life and what to do right now. We ask you for it. We believe we receive. We thank you, and we say by your grace we'll not be hearers only, but we'll be doers. In Jesus' name, amen. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
That means so be it. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians 4, are you there? In 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 13, he said, "We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak." Everybody said out loud, we have
the same
spirit of faith. He's talking about the same spirit of faith that Moses had when he stretched out the rod over the Red Sea. Same spirit of faith that David had when he ran out and met Goliath. Same spirit of faith Elijah had when he called fire down. Same spirit of faith that the disciples operated in the book of Acts, that saw healing miracles and deliverance miracles. Same spirit of faith that Jesus himself operated in. There's not four or five Holy Ghosts. The same spirit of faith lives in you, lives in me. We ought to be overcomers. We ought to be victorious. We ought to be receiving all we need from God. We ought to be doing all that we're ordained and destined to do down here. So go with me on over to Hebrews 10 and let's talk about this wonderful, wonderful spirit of faith so that we let the spirit of faith increase in us, let faith grow in us, learn how to use faith, learn how to release faith, feed our faith. We're not called Faith Life Church for nothing. We're a faith bunch. We make no apologies for it. Amen.
Amen.
If you're not a faith person, you're just not with it. I'm sorry, but Christianity is called the faith. Right? How do you get born again? By grace through
faith.
It's impossible to please God except by faith. And what is the victory that overcomes the whole world? Even our faith. I mean, the list goes on. The just live by faith. The just walk by faith. Everything you need, you receive by faith. Everything you need to overcome, you do it by faith. So no, it's not an overemphasis on faith. Faith is not a movement. Never was, never will be. Amen. Faith is not a fad. It's not an emphasis. Faith is the way God has ordained for you and I to live. Amen. Amen. How many faith people do I have out here? Amen. Huh? You want to live by faith?
Yes.
Walk by faith? You think it's an insult? Somebody calls you one of them faith people.
Yeah.
Fail those faith people. Say thank you. Faith people. That is us. Amen. Amen. What do you mean? They just got through saying one of those people that please God.
Amen.
One of those people that overcome the world.
Yes.
One of those people that receive from God.
Yeah.
In Hebrews, the 10th chapter, verse 35, Hebrews 10:35 says, "Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward, for you have need of patience." That's the companion force of faith. That after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. "For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. If any man draw back, my soul will have no pleasure in him. We are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul." Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. If you're in faith about it, then it hasn't happened yet, and you can't see or feel it yet. You understand that? Some people say, "Well, when I see it, I'll believe it." Too late to believe it then. If you see it, you can't be in faith about it. If it's happened, you can't believe it. No, you're experiencing it. You see it, you feel it, you know it. Faith happens before it's happened in this realm. Faith happens before you feel it and see it. You can't be in faith about your healing if you look and feel healed. Do you understand that? I said you can't be in faith about your healing, "I'm believing that I'm healed," when you look and feel healed. No, you believe that you're healed before you feel it. Before you see it. You said, "No, I call my body healed. I believe I'm healed." I said, "Well, how do you feel?" I didn't say how I felt.
Hello.
"How was the report?" I didn't say how the report was.
Amen.
"I believe I'm healed."
Amen.
"Well, you don't look healed." I didn't say I looked healed. "What does the report say?" I didn't say what the report said. I said, "I believe I'm healed." "Well, you don't look healed to me." All the more reason to believe.
Yeah.
I'm healed. Do you see? You see how confused people are about this? Because they, "Well, how can you say you believe you're healed? You don't look healed." Exactly. That's why I'm believing I'm healed.
Amen.
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 Faith is the substance of things hoped for, or another word would be expected. That means it hasn't happened yet. And it is the evidence of things what?
Not seen.
Not seen. You're in faith that you're saved. Right? You hadn't seen the Lamb's Book of Life. Huh? You ain't seen your mansion in heaven. The vast majority of us have no evidence at all that heaven exists other than the Word, which is the greatest evidence. And so we believe heaven is there. We hadn't seen it. We believe we're saved because of the blood. It's all by faith. We're not there yet, hadn't seen it yet, but we believe it.
Yes.
Hadn't seen Jesus, but we love Him.
Amen.
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 And rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory.
Yes.
And yet we've never seen Him. But He's real.
Amen.
How is He real to us? How many would say Jesus is real to me?
Yes.
Would you? Is He? You're not just saying that Jesus is real to me. How is He real to you? By your faith. And here's the thing. The more you believe in Him, the more real He becomes to you. And that's why it's confusing for doubters and skeptics. They go, "Well, He's not real to me." Exactly. You don't believe in Him. Right? For just a few verses down, it says, for he that comes to God must, not optional, must what?
Believe.
You've got to believe that he is, that he exists, that he's real, that he is God. And you also got to believe he's a rewarder, a blesser. Amen. A healer, a prosperer, a protector, a promoter. You got to believe he rewards those that diligently seek him. You got to believe when I reach up, he reaches down.
Amen.
When I ask, he responds.
Amen.
When I pray, he listens. Hallelujah. You got to believe that when you draw near to him, he will draw near to you. If you don't believe that, he's not going to be real to you.
Amen.
That's why you got all these people on the planet, and some people, they, you know, God is not real to them at all. And other people, God's more real to them than human persons are.
Amen.
It's the difference is faith. God could, how many know the Lord could manifest himself in the earth tonight in such a way that in a split second, nobody on the planet would have a doubt that he is and that he's real and that he's God. He could manifest his power in such a way that in a split second, every soul on this planet would have their nose on the ground going, the Lord, he is God.
Amen.
He could do it. Somebody said, why doesn't he? He doesn't want to. He doesn't want to. He's planted seed in the earth, and harvest is coming right now. He doesn't want people that come to him because they just fear him. Or because they have no choice. He wants people who choose to believe in him of their own free will, choose to obey him, choose to love him, not because they have to, because they want to. We're his. Nobody made us receive him. Nobody made us come here tonight. Nobody makes us pray. How many believe in the Lord that he is real and that he is good? And he's real to you. How many understand? The more you believe in him, the stronger your faith in him grows, the more real he becomes to you.
Amen.
Would you like him to be more real to you?
Yes.
Well, then you're not just waiting on him now. It has to do with our faith in him. The more we believe in him, the more he manifests himself to us. Keep reading. We see the elders obtained a good report by faith. Verse 3, the worlds were framed by the word of God, by faith. Verse 4, by faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice. Verse 5, by faith Enoch was translated. He walked with God. He pleased God. Verse 7, by faith Noah prepared. Faith gets ready. Anybody been getting ready?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Spirit of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.